Jesus will roll them away.
Welcome to the Inspired Word of God. I'm Marcia. The message is The Road Less Traveled. Psalms 25:4. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Psalms 25:5. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Lord, allow this message to fill those individuals who feel empty and lack purpose. Fill their heart with your Spirit. Lead, guide, and direct them according to your will and your way. Amen. The road less traveled for some is the road that puts each of us on the path to serving God. It's less traveled because we work hard in our lives to accomplish great things. Things that pay off, like careers, having homes, cars, making top dollar. However, seeking God, knowing His character, and being touched by His presence is one of those things we don't seek after. Time does grow shorter, though we don't know the day or the hour. It's still important that we each be ready to receive the Lord when He comes back. He is going to return, whether you believe in Him or not, whether you accept Him or not. So let's think about the physical needs. We end up meeting each of those needs: food, water, shelter, clothing, all of those things that are the basic needs to survive. Let's not forget that we wake up each day and we're breathing. We've got to have oxygen. We've got to be able to breathe. The safety and the security, our employment, the resources that we live by to take care of shelter, to take care of health, to take care of our bills, to provide that food. And then there's what we need to fulfill our emotions: the love, the belonging, family, friendship. What about what we gain from all of this? Respect, self-esteem, status, recognition, confidence, self-actualization. This person has reached his or her ultimate goal. They are where they want to be in their careers and in life. So I just described Maslow's hierarchy of needs. But where does spirituality fit? Where does your morality fit? For some of us, that starts back with the basic needs, because some grew up with the Lord in their lives and their parents taught them about the Lord. And for others, it comes along the way. Sometimes blessings will make you more aware of where those blessings came from. Sometimes tragedy makes us aware that we have no touch that stops death or keeps life going, that it's bigger than us. There are those who do not know who God is, and getting to know Him is of little interest. Let us start by seeking the counsel. In Psalms 25:4, it said, "Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path." The Lord will reveal His ways to you if you want to know them. What does it mean when we ask God to show us His way? It's indicating direction or manner. And in this case, we are asking Him to show us His manner, His way, who He is, how He does things, the prevailing customs, ways of living and habits, characteristic or customary way of doing and making and saying. So we want to know his character, and we want to know how he does things and why. We are also asking for his direction. What direction or way has he intended for us as individuals? We can also learn of his ways and how he responds to people in the Old Testament. We can learn a lot from who he is by how he handled situations, those who were led by the devil, and those who were kind-hearted. When God teaches us his way, he teaches us humility. We learn how to respond to those who are not so kind and gentle. We learn how to respond in situations that in the past would have been an argument or maybe violent. We learn how to show compassion. We learn how to be calm. We learn this by how we feel. You're not going to be full of anxiety or anger and strife and behave in a calm manner. But if you have a calm demeanor and you feel calm in your spirit, then you can respond in a calm way. When the Lord teaches us through his word and in his presence how to respond, how to behave, when we develop those characteristics, they're from the inside out. They're from the heart, and we respond in like manner. It's like when you learn to trust him to do what you need him to do to provide for you and answer your prayers. You don't walk around full of anxiety and fear, but you wait in a calm, patient manner, trusting that he will do what he said he would do, that he heard your prayer and he will answer it and everything will be okay. And when you have that faith and that trust in him, you're not running around spastic and excited or upset, but you maintain a calm demeanor. When we get on the path to follow the Lord, he will awaken our spirit and we will come to know him from a personal standpoint. It's a special feeling to pray to God and ask him to do something for you and he answer your prayer and you know that he heard you. It's a special feeling inside knowing that this mighty God will give us the time of day and care enough for us that he will listen to what we have to say, and he cares about what we feel and what we're going through. When we put our affection on those things above, our focus will be on him, and he honors those who are obedient and those who respect and rever him. The Lord responds to each of us in unique ways, but he does it according to our needs. When we have that encounter with him, things in our life are never the same. They can't possibly be the same when the Lord touches you in a personal way and you know that it's him. And many people think, well, that has not happened to me, but you have to give him a chance. You have to submit yourself. You have to let him know that you want him in your life. There are many times when he will come to you and touch your life because there are others who are praying for you, and you may not be aware of who they are or how long they've been praying for you. But the prayers of our parents, grandparents, and people that we know, those prayers are still active, even if the people are no longer here. There have been people who have been touched by the Lord, and they weren't searching for him. They were doing everything but somebody's prayer was answered when the Lord touched your heart and your spirit and called you to Him. We often think that it's the pastors and the ministers who teach us about the Lord. However, when you submit to Him and you ask Him to show you His way, He will teach you Himself. His Spirit, Holy Spirit, will dwell in you, lead and guide you. Those aren't just words that are attached to a prayer that we just say for the sake of saying it. It's truth, and the Lord will lead you, and He will guide you where He wants you to go, send you places He needs you to be for His purpose. He will teach you things that you had no idea about, that you can only learn from Him. When He opens a truth up to you, you know it's from Him, and you will be able to apply that in your life for a lifetime. Let us not forget that there is opposition that works in our spirit and in our life to pull us away from God, to discourage us and make us feel like we're wasting our time when we go in search of Him. You have to understand, when it comes to God, there is truth there, and He is the real God, the one and only true God. Why else would opposition in the demonic world fight so hard to keep you from Him? My closing prayer. Lord, I pray that You will reveal to the lost, those in search of, and those who are unsure, what Your will is for their life. As we pray for them, that they will turn their hearts to You. The path that You place us on is unique to each individual. But Your path has a purpose for this life, for this people, and for us individually. I pray the path that belongs to You becomes well worn, because many will find their way on this journey with You. In the name of Jesus, amen.